Welcome to Sync with Soul. Today's podcast is all about navigating uneasy feelings, your guide to mental health tools. Are you feeling restless, anxious, or fearful for a reason you're not able to pinpoint and say it is because of this? Well, then keep your body and mind actively engaged. The more you want your mind to stop thinking or you want to let go of this uneasy, restless feeling which you don't even know where it comes from, all you need to do is focus actively on doing something. I feel writing is one of the best forms to keep your mind calm and your anxious feeling at bay. Writing helps you to get what you are feeling onto paper for you to clearly see what's bothering you. The next step will be to take action on the things that bother you. Even if you do a fraction of the work in the direction of the things that bother you, you will feel the difference. Make sure that whatever you do is a joyful process. If you feel self-created pressure to do something or external pressure, it adds to the feeling of restlessness and anxiety. Don't attach the expected outcome for the kind of result you're looking for, because that too is one of the reasons why you feel anxious. Just make sure that your journey is joyful when you keep yourself busy with the work you do. Another thing is to be kind to yourself. That is the next step in easing out. We often think that outside people's comments are what causes damage to our feelings and emotions. But it is our own internal dialogue that we have with ourselves. What and how we keep speaking to ourselves is one of the reasons why we keep feeling uneasy and restless. And that's one of the reasons why anxiety increases. So be kind to yourself. Do not burden yourself and keep your mind and body busy with activities that will have a positive impact. Choosing activities to temporarily make you feel good, like scrolling through social media or talking to a friend who just makes you happy, is great. But all this is a temporary fix to divert your mind. Moreover, when you have a friend who doesn't push you forward for a better life, are the ones who don't progress themselves and will ensure you remain stagnant as well, knowingly or unknowingly. So don't engage in activities that keep you temporarily busy and that give you nothing in return. It's better to make 1% progress towards a big goal than to speak to a friend who will just console you by saying, "It's okay, you're doing good, just relax and enjoy life." These are temporary feel-good words, therefore you will have to do what you'll have to do. It really helps to reduce anxiety if you do the work. Even little everyday contribution can make a huge difference to reduce your uneasy, restless feeling. It's better to deal with the things that is troubling you by taking the necessary action instead of it piling it on, increasing your anxiety. Taking action is far superior to keeping yourself busy with activities that do not contribute to your life. Writing is a beautiful activity and so much can be poured out from your heart that makes you restless. This activity keeps you busy in the right way with great after benefits. So choose activities that make a difference in your life, even if it is just very little. As long as it is in the right direction, it will help you remove your anxiety and reduce your restlessness. Keep yourself busy in the right direction and you will see your restlessness and anxiety reduce. This is a daily activity. Write, know what matters, and keep yourself busy towards your goal, and eventually you'll reduce your anxiety. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope these teeny bit sessions really help you get what you're looking for. And for the next episode, I'll see you all soon next week. Thank you, and keep listening to Sync with Soul.